Amen. That's why Paul said it's far better, didn't he? Best is yet to come. Sure is. Well, it's certainly good to see you. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. And you got your Bibles, turn me to Luke chapter number 12. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. And you got here. Praise God. Got you here. That's wonderful. Yes. Got something to praise him for, though. Amen. 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 Anyone else want to praise him? Blessed for the best, I believe. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Yeah.
Your heart needs to be full of compassion. Your eyes need to see the needs. Your ear needs to hear the cries of the people around you.
Right.
And you need to find that peace and quiet time that God speaks in the spirit. But you know it's God speaking to you.
Amen.
And comfort that is, I've never lost a husband. I've been married 3 times and divorced 3 times. To me, that's far worse than having a death, and, you know, to losing by death. Because by death, they don't choose to.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
But by God's grace and his love, he will bring you through it. And he'll make you stronger than the mind.
Right.
I don't know how to talk to people who've lost a spouse like you have, and Sister John, and different ones. But my heart feels for you, every one of them.
Yeah.
And I know that God will bring you through.
Yes, he will. And sure, it's a different hurt than what you've gone through with, but it still don't mean that it's not hurt's a hurt. Exactly. But he is there to help. He does help. In fact, he's a present help. Don't have to wait on down the road somewhere. He'll help you now. Amen. Got your Bibles turned to me, I said, to chapter number 12 of the book of Luke. Begin reading with verse number 15. He said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. He said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns, And build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thy food, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. He said to the disciple, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, neither for the body which ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubic? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why, it says, you think thought for the rest. Take ye thought for the rest. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not. They spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, tomorrow cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O you of little faith? Seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For all these things the nation of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. I'm glad he does. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. It says, for it is your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Would you pray with us? Father, we're grateful that you've given us your word. You burden our hearts, and God, I pray you'd speak to every one of us this morning. Not a one of us will leave without hearing you speak through your word deep down in our soul, in our hearts. Have your way now in all of our lives here this morning. Bless in a marvelous and a wonderful way. Thank you for each one just put forth the effort to come. Some surely didn't feel like it, but they're here, and I pray you'd strengthen them and heal them. Give them extra grace and strength for putting forth that effort to come here in your house this morning. Oh, how we love you and thank you and praise you. Hide us behind the cross now, that Jesus may be glorified in him only this morning as we proclaim your word in his name. Amen and amen. Thank God. Oh, what a wonderful passage of scripture. What a wonderful passage of scripture we got here before us. I'm glad that God is still honors and confirms his word. He sure does. Looking back at this passage of scripture, he's telling them, he's talking to them, he's saying to them, he's saying to them, don't be covetous over these things. So I like to sort of preach, I like a little bit by the help and grace of God this morning, preach on a little something here. God's really been burdening my heart. And it's simply, look in verse number 19. You know, this rich man, he had, if you want to look what he was doing, he was saying, he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And I want to emphasize the fact it's very dangerous to say I'm going to do anything if you don't involve God in it. That's the truth. You read the book of James. He said, we shouldn't say tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tomorrow I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this next week. He said, if you ought to say if what? The Lord will. You know what I've tried to bring it into my conversation? Somebody says something, Lord willing. You say, well, I'll see you tomorrow. It better be Lord willing. We'll see you tomorrow. Right? But look at this passage of scripture. I'd like to share with you this morning on three or four thoughts. And one of them is the first thing The first thing that this rich man, he had ground, you know what he said? He said, the rich man ground brought forth plentiful. God blessed him abundantly. He blessed him abundantly. But he made a good crop and everything was abundantly that year, and he didn't have enough room to put it in his barns. You know what the first thing he says? The first thing he said, I've got enough for many years. I want to preach on. He said, enough? Do you have many years? And the next thing God said this night. And I want to tell you something. You can pay a lot more attention to what God has said than to what this man said or what you and I might say. Just think about it a moment. The rich man, you know what he said? He said, oh, I say to my soul, I got enough thing. I got enough for many years. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to relax and take it easy. And I'm going to sit down and enjoy these things for many years. He thought he had many years. But God said, you can depend on what God said. God said, thy fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. So is it many years? Do you have many years? I don't know. Do I have many years? We better not rest on it. We better not bank on it. We better not say we do. But I'm telling you, someone died this week. Everywhere around us we see people passing on. Suddenly sometime. But he said, I got many years. And if you hear this morning, you're thinking, oh, I got all the time in the world. I'm young. Listen, the old die. Listen, the old must die and the young may die. You can die at any age. God can call your number any time. And this rich man said, I got many years. I'm going to take what I got. I'm going to sit down and take it easy. He said, I got many years. That's what he said. But notice who he was interested in. I got to look at how many times he said. He thought within himself. He was thinking within himself. He was thinking in himself, what am I going to do with all this? He didn't think about the poor lady down the street, the widow woman that could have used a little of it. He didn't think about the crippled boy somewhere that could have used a little of it. He didn't think about somebody else. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down my barns. I'm going to build me some bigger barns. Then I'm going to fill them up. I'm going to say, oh, listen, I got enough for all these years. Many. But you know what the Bible says? I was thinking about, God called him a fool. You know what the Bible said? The fool is said in his heart, there's what? No God. Listen, he said in his heart. Listen, there's not a whole lot of people that will tell you that they won't tell you with their mouth that they, listen, don't believe in a God. But I tell you what a fool is. He's one that puts it off. He's one that thinks he's got plenty of time. He's one that will say with his, listen, his mouth, he may say that he believes in a God, but his heart is far from him. Because the Bible said it's a fool who said in his heart. Listen, Psalm 14:1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. He's saying by the way he lives. He's saying by the way he goes. He's saying, but there's no God. Plenty? You got plenty of time? He didn't. You know what he said? He said, I know what I'll do. Put my fruits in. I'm going to tell you something. They really weren't his fruits. God blessed him to have them. Really wasn't his land. It's God's land. God owns the earth. It's his. All the fullness thereof. You know what? The quicker you can find out, then the quicker you can know to involve God in everything in your life. Amen. Don't matter if it's physically. Don't matter financially. You just involve God in it. And I'm telling you, you'll have a whole different life. But you know what he was saying? He was saying this. He was saying, I will do this. He said, this will I do. Well, he thought he was. Did he do it? Didn't have time. You know what? There's probably not any of us in here that, if God lets us live long enough, a lot of things we may do. But some things we won't ever get around to do, will we? He didn't ever get around to building his bigger barn. Didn't get around to tearing his small one down. He said, this thing I will do. I will pull down my barns, build greater, and there will I bestow my fruits and my goods, and I will say unto my soul. Many years. He said, I want to take thine ease, eat, drink, and just be merry. Just have an old good time. You know, that's the generation we're living in. Just have a good time. Eat, drink, and be merry. Don't know fault of God. Don't want to hear God. Don't want you disturbing their time in this world. We live in a generation. Now, I'm not saying, thank God, many of you put forth a real effort to be here this morning. We live in some generation. We're living in the generation where people will go hundreds of thousands of miles for some pleasure. Now, you can just, right? And we'll walk across the street, go to the house of God. That's sad. But it's the truth. God help us. And you know what he said? Many years. What James say? God told right through the book of writing of James, he said, our life's like a vapor. It appeared for a little while, then it vanishes away. Many, many years. Hey, he said, many years. But like verse 20, but God said unto him, thy food, this night, thy soul is required unto thee. It's not as much about what he said. It's what God said. God knocks on your door. God calls your number. It's over. It's over. It's the time to be born, time to die. And I just plead with us that we, by the grace of God, won't be like he was. Want to live just a life of ease, a life of being merry. And ain't nothing wrong with being happy, no. Nothing wrong with eating and drinking. Better involve God in it. Someone said this guy lived like a hog and died like a dog. I'm going to tell you something. He did have no fear of God in him. He didn't love God. And he didn't put God in his life. You ought to get up in the morning, you ought to say, hey, what me and the Lord going to do today? Where are we going today, God? What you want me to do? I want you involved in my life every step. The Bible said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And this man had no time for God. He didn't involve God in his time. He didn't say, listen, he didn't involve him in his day for tomorrow. He didn't have him that night. And God came and said, thy soul is required of you. So not many years, it's this night. Then he said, then, who shall these things be which thou hast provided? Hey, who's going to get them in? Hey, I'll never forget, I read one time where this preacher went to see this man. He was preaching revival in the church. He went with the pastor to see a man. Man had been trying to get this man to come to church. And he said he didn't have time. He had to stay and look at all of his cows. And he happened to have back Angus cow. And he said he couldn't leave them. He had to stay and watch them. And you know what the man just told the pastor? He said, when he dies, he said, let me know. I'm going to come see if he's going to put any of them in the casket with him. Who's those things going to be? I got a lot of things and got a lot of junk. But you know what? It'll be somebody else's when I leave. It won't be mine. I'm not taking none of them with me. I got a lot of antiques. But they're not going with me. Not going to need them.
So if I leave before you do, you can have some of them. But here's a man. Just stop and think about it. Who shall these things? You see, life consists of more in the abundance of things that a man possesseth. So it's not the abundance that we possess in this life. You see, if we're rich just in the riches of this life, not, he said this man wasn't rich toward God. He had plenty as far as his life. But what he's saying in this passage of Scripture and all through here, he's saying to us, hey, life's more than raiment. Life's more than the food. Life's more than this physical things that we have. In other words, it's more than this physical world, folk. It's the spirit realm. And we headed there. I'm going to share this with you. You're probably going to say you need to go to the psychiatrist or go to the crazy house. But you know what happened last night? I went to bed at 11 o'clock. Talking about the spirit world. Something woke me up. 12:45. I looked up from the bed. If I've ever seen anything in the spirit world, I saw it. Moving. You said you was asleep. No, I wasn't asleep then. I can't tell you exactly the shape it was in. It wasn't a bright light. How I could see it in my room, I don't know. Got a little light coming from another room. We always left on in another room. But I sensed the presence. You know what? I sensed her presence. I looked, and it come down ice and it moved. You said, you crazy. It wasn't a physical being. Boy, I lay there a little bit, watching. Directly disappeared. He said, you're just seeing things. Yeah, I was. I was. Folks, I'm telling you, I believe God just opened my eyes a little. I saw this little speck of the spirit world. And sometimes it's not as far off as you think. And I think. No, not. It's real. It's real. It's real. Sure is. So he said, he that lift up treasure for himself is not rich toward God. This last verse I want to look at before we close this morning, verse number 32. Verse 31 says, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, if we put God first, seek him, God knows our need. He knows exactly what we need. He'll help us. He'll bless us. He'll meet our needs. Look in verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My sister-in-law left me that verse on the phone. Because I told her, she always called Carol every day. I'm going to tell her, she's going to get me, maybe. I told her one time, I said, I miss your phone calls. Because she'd call her one time, six or seven times. She'd say, Carol, where are you? I've called such and such a time. Because she wasn't ever at the house either, because she's following me around most of the time. Until she got where she couldn't. So I told Margaret one time, I said, hey, I've been missing them phone calls. They'd always be on the recording there. Most of the time I'd find them and listen to them for intel, Carol. But sometimes she'd go in the house, she wouldn't even check the phone. Most of the time I'd try to check them because I don't know who it was called. But anyway, so she called and said, well, I'll call once in a while. She's called and left me this verse. That's been 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it's been on my heart ever since then. You don't ever know when you give somebody a verse. But he said, what did he say? He said, fear not. Amen. Little flock. You know what? First I want to say about this verse before we close, it's a little flock. You know, a lot of people say, we don't have a whole pile of people eating. Listen, we're 2 or 3 together. He said he'd be in the midst of us. He said for us not to fear. Thank God he hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Fear not. He said to us as a church, as individuals, we don't have to fear. He said a little flock. It may be a little flock, but we don't have a little Savior. Hallelujah. He said, it's your Father. Now, he could have said my Father, which he is, our Father. But he said, your Father. He said, your Father. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to. It's a pleasure to him to give you the kingdom. I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. He gave it to me. He's my Father. And he said for us to fear not. We don't know how to fear death. Some people say, well, I fear death. I'm going to tell you something. Just live for God. Live well. And God will see to it that you die well. I've seen that in my own eyes more than one time. You got living grace now. Time comes to move on. God will give you dying grace. We don't know how to fear life. We don't know how to fear death. We don't know how to fear disease. We don't know how to fear sickness. We don't know how to fear what's coming on in the world. As the sister said a while ago, sometimes you just want to shut it all out. I always like to watch the news. One night this week I said, I'm not even turning it on. I didn't even want to watch it. Got in that and it's better anyhow. If you don't watch it, the news or whatever, and TV and everything else to keep us away from the book. But we don't know how to fear. We don't know how to fear. God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he also said he'd keep us in perfect peace whose mind was stayed on thee. God keep us in perfect peace whose mind was stayed on thee. So it's the Father's good pleasure to give us a kingdom. Fear not. What a word. What a wonderful verse. What a wonderful blessing. That you can seek the Lord. You can call on him while he's near. You can enjoy his blessings. You can enjoy the life of the Lord. Walking with him. Living for him. For the glory of God. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question before we close. No matter what age you are, don't count on many years. Live like it was tonight or today. Then God gives us tomorrow, we'll live it like that then. Day by day. That's why he teaches to number our days. He didn't even say number our years, did he? It was days, wasn't it? Days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. Praise God. Isn't he wonderful? He's my Lord. Thank God. He's good. He's a comforter. He knows how to comfort us. He even has to wake us up at night and do it. He can do it. He knows exactly how to do it. He knows exactly how to encourage us. And I'm so glad. That's my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. And I want to encourage you this morning. Always, always involve God in your life. Every day. Don't say I'm going to go do this and that tomorrow by myself. Don't be like this fool he was and say I'm going to do this tomorrow. Serious everything. Well, maybe God will give you grace to do it, strength to do it, and time to do it. But just say, if the Lord will, I'm going to do it. The Lord will. You know, I've been, well, if he just said, the Lord will, I'm going to take me some barns and I'm going to build me some bigger and I'm going to store this up. And he'd involved something besides himself in there. If he'd even involved God in it. And if he'd involved helping his neighbors or helping somebody that was in need with that excess that he had. Listen, what a blessing it would have been. But no. He said, I'm going to do it. We don't know nothing without God's help. How about the next breath? Got to have him, ain't we? It's God. It's God. Would you stand with me?